Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We appreciate Marcus moving around. He's supposed to join us in about 15 minutes from now, but we want to run Draymond Green past you one more time. Our conversation with him was so good last night. Draymond's play at the end of the game was so good, it might be the first two things you would submit into his Defensive Player of the Year candidacy highlight reel. He was outstanding. Marcus Thompson from the Bay Area News Group joining us here on the Damon Bruce Show. I mean, if Draymond wasn't in the discussion, he is now. Those plays were outstanding last night.
These teams are going to learn you do not go at Draymond. They clearly haven't gotten it yet. They're still trying to attack him. They're still looking at him, sizing him up like they can take him. But especially when the game is on the line, you need to swing the ball to the weak side and get away from Draymond, because this is what he does, and he's bent on proving that the Defensive Player of the Year is his. So all he's doing is he's created this campaign for himself, and now people are watching, and he's creating these moments. So now when it's time to vote, people will see the evidence for his Defensive Player of the Year, as opposed to the defense being like, you know, we don't really know. We got to look at the numbers. He's creating moments much like a Heisman Trophy candidate does.
All right, let's stir the pot a little bit here in terms of what we really think we're seeing. So they're on pace for 72 wins. And I know no one wants to talk about it. No one wants to say and attach a number to anything other than one seed for the Warriors this year. But if Steve Kerr really wanted to sit guys out and rest them, he had a window to sit Draymond and Ian Clark for two or three games in a row, all home games, if he wanted to, under the guise of they're resting. We want to make sure everybody's back and 100% before they're back. And I couldn't help but notice that Draymond Green, after missing only one game, and Ian Clark, after missing one game, were right back in this thing. I think they secretly are starting to look at their winning percentage and thinking, why not? Why not go for 70 again at least?
Nah, I don't know if I'm there yet. I think part of it is they got to play those guys because they still aren't really maxing out. You know, they still have these holes that if you're looking from a championship perspective, how are they going to get through the playoffs? How are they going to beat San Antonio and Cleveland and the Clippers? They've got to get some execution things down and some rotations down. I think if you start sitting guys, the only hurt the problem. You only make it worse because they don't have a rhythm and they don't have that kind of feel and instinct and natural chemistry from just being around each other so long. I think we'll start seeing resting later. Or maybe to your point, right, they don't get it, and so he keeps having to play them, and they end up with 69 wins with 15 games to play because they've been trying to find this perfection and end up in the bracket for the record again. I could see that happening, but I think it's too early to start resting guys now. We're only in November.
Andre Iguodala is starting to really turn it on. And, you know, he is so much the forgotten once superstar on his own team. I mean, this guy was the finals MVP. Not Curry, not Clay, not Draymond. It was him. And, you know, back in the day when he was cast as the alpha dog of the 76ers, you know, people, I don't think, you know, he wasn't cast correctly there. He is in the most perfect situation a guy at the end of his career could possibly be in. All the respect in the world from the coaching staff, his own team, and everyone in the league.
That's without question, I think. It's like he couldn't ask for a better way to go out, which is why, you know, come next year, if they need him to take a little haircut on the salary, he just might take it. Not to mention he's really into business and finance, and he's right next to Silicon Valley. You know, that stuff matters to him. He's into politics and social justice, and Oakland is the Bay Area is kind of epicenter for that. Like, everywhere you turn, this is an advantage for Andre Iguodala. And I feel like he knows that. which is, you know, maybe recently he went to go get some PRP injections we don't know about. Maybe he stopped in Germany because he had some bounce in the step that we hadn't seen. He had some lift to him. He's attacking the basket. He's dunking. I was like, hey, what's up with Andre? Like, what happened? But I expect that more come March, April, because I think he's one of those OGs who are like, whatever, it's November, I don't care.
I'm sorry, did you say Germany?
It's the greatest beer in all the world.
You know where Kobe like would go? I think Andre did it too. Jermaine O'Neal did it, where they go to Germany and get like the platelet enrichment therapy and come back with the knees all better.
I'm sorry, did you say Germany?
You should go back to your street malls and drink your Zimas and Smirnoff ice. Yeah. And then you can punch each other's ceiling.
Yeah, you said Germany.
I did say Germany.
Speaking of Germany, how about what a pain in the rear end, and I mean this with all due respect, I didn't know that Dennis Schroeder was that good. Maybe the Warriors just brought it out of him, but he came to play last night. He really did.
No, he is good. He's great at what he does, which is scoring and especially getting to the rim. It's one of the reasons Jeff Teague is no longer there. Jeff Teague was an all-star, and now they ran him out of town because Schroeder he's a nuisance about it, too. It's not even just that he's good. Like, he's irritating with it, and he's got the Kwame dye in his haircut, you know. he's just in the way always, perennially, and he's really quick. So he's going to be a great scorer in this league. He's going to be a 20 points per game guy, because he just has a natural ability.
When you say Kwame, do you mean Kwame Brown or do you mean ring the alarm? Never go home. Whoa.
I mean Kwame, who used to wear the hammer pants with the polka dot shirts.
Thank you.
That's former Mary J. Blige background dancer. That Kwame.
Nice. Very nice.
Kwame who had me dyeing my hair.
Oh, did you?
13. I did. Don't judge me.
You put a blonde patch in your hair?
Don't judge me. And a step. And the Gumby step.
Marcus Thompson coming clean tonight here on the Damon Proof Show from the Bay Area News Group. Steph Curry is attacking the rim as if that – we talked about what we wanted to see at the beginning of the year and Steve Kerr's goals. And we haven't – you know, look, they said that we want Durant to get 10 rebounds a night, and he's basically doing that. They wanted – Clay to get to the line at least 8 times a night. That's not happening quite yet. And he doesn't hit the boards. What, do you have his first offensive rebound of his career the other night? I couldn't believe that. And then the one thing that is happening is the desire to get Curry to the rim more and not just settle for all these shots. There is so much spacing created by the way that this team plays that he is going to the rim more than ever. I saw the highlight or the stats that say he's got more layups percentage-wise now than at any point in time in his career.
And he's getting to the free throw line more than he ever has. His free throw rate is on pace for a career high. I think this is like a product of the finals. When Curry says he didn't play well, part of his problem was his three wasn't going in, and his answer was to make more threes, right? But take more. Just keep shooting until it comes. I think now we're seeing a Steph who is trying to say, all right, my three is not falling. Let me create something else. Let me get to the basket. Let me learn how to draw and sell fouls. Let me get to the line. I think that's what he's doing. Last night his three was off. He missed a couple of open ones. And he's like, all right, I'm going to pass up these threes and kind of get into the teeth of the defense. And when you have Clay and Kevin Durant and Andre Iguodala and Draymond Green, you kind of do need somebody to get to the line and get in the teeth of the defense and break it down. And he's like, all right, that's going to be me. I think that's part of his sacrifice with all the stars, is saying he's going to be the guy to get in the lane and pass up the threes so he can break down the defense. And then that sets up the kick out for Durant, for Draymond, and for Clay.
By the way, is there anything prettier than a Kevin Durant transition pull-up three that he just buries? God, he's just – I mean, that's automatic.
The pretty was the perfect word. It is beautiful. It is like a painting. Right, it's like you could freeze it. It's like slow motion every time he does it, and there's never a question if it's going in. It's just too pretty to not go in.
Damian Jones gets recalled. Do we see him dress or play on this homestand at all? What's the plan that Kerr has for him?
Well, it's to be patient, so I don't think you'll see him. It's to let him take his time and develop. I think he'll do the, like Looney last year, back and forth, recall, go down, just so he can get his experience. And in the process, they need to make some decisions about this rotation. Who's coming in for Zaza Pachulia? Does Zaza remain the starter? How does he play JaVale McGee? When do you put David West? When do you play Kevin Looney? He's got to figure out that stuff, and that buys him time to allow the rookie to get going. But I don't think they're going to rush the rookie. I think that's one of the luxuries they have of being loaded, because that's the center of the future right there. That's the guy they're banking on to be the middle man for next year and the year after that. So they really need to take time and develop him properly.
Let's wrap up with this, a non-Warrior question. Russell Westbrook is just putting it on the NBA in a way that, you know, rarely do we ever see. This deep into the season, he's averaging a triple-double at 31, 10, and 11. You know, you can't talk about that without bringing up Big O in 61-62. Is it sustainable? Do you think he can honestly average a triple-double when the season stats are done?
I think he can, because he's such a critical part in the offense. Like, when is his off day coming, right? Like, who's going to create the offense if he doesn't?
I think
the only part might be the assist, and they don't have another ball handler. They don't have another guy who could create a play for someone else. So I think he's one of those physical freaks anyway who doesn't get tired. Like, you or I might get tired, or we might look at him and say, hey, this is wearing on you. I think he's one of those, like, specimens, those rare breeds who could play 82 games and never get tired. I think he'll do it because, number one, they just don't have another option, and two, he's good enough to actually do it. I think that's true.
He's the only guy I've ever seen play with a dent in his face. A dent.
A literal dent.
Still amazing.
A literal dent.
Always good to talk to you, Marcus. Thanks very much. If you do decide to patch up the hair again, please let us know.
Hey, come on. Y'all cannot judge me because I was 12 and I went to Durant Square in Oakland and got my hair dyed. Chill.
I'll tell you what I did.
I was young.
So during, and I can't even claim young, this is like junior year high school, I did do the Brian Bosworth lines in the side of my hair. I did that.
That wasn't junior year high school, though. That sounded like something you did in Indiana.
No.
You're a senior in college and that happened, huh?
No. I was a full grown man then. Thank you very much. Marcus Thompson, Bay Area News Group. Great to talk with him. It's always great to talk with Draymond Green, and we'll do that next on 95.7 The Game.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.